Hey everybody, it's me. Yep, and I'm just here at Division and Ryerson Crescent, coming from a pasta supper at Start Me Up Niagara. And I'm just going to cut across, sort of angle back across this parking lot here, because I'm on the other side, because I was looking for a bus stop. And so, I just came from Start Me Up Niagara's pasta supper. And it was a little later with the buses and all. It's 21 after now. I should get to the terminal in time for the, to get the 109 bus. And I think this one's coming now. Well, it's one that's headed for downtown. So it just turned off Queenston onto Ryerson here. But anyway, as I was saying, I was at another pasta supper at Start Me Up Niagara. And it's a fundraiser. It was the usual pasta, homemade meatballs. But this time they had, for dessert, they had little pumpkin tarts with pumpkin pie filling and whipped cream on the to top it off, which was good. Of course, it started off with the usual salad and then rolls and pasta, and then those pumpkin tarts. With it being around like the fall season, and unfortunately, this, don't know if I'll be able to go to any more of these, because spare with me here with the noisy traffic here. But I'm just coming up to where St. Paul, Geneva, and Queenston, Niagara Street all come together here, all the four corners. Some dude on a cyclist on a bike. Okay, and we're just going to push this button here to cross. Okay. So, at any rate, come next month, I probably won't be able to, because I'll be in Niagara-on-the-Lake at my parents'. And I'm just going to wait here. This traffic is getting okay, and it should change shortly. Because the car is just a couple feet away here. As soon as this light changes, we'll go on here. A lot of cars turning left onto sort of right, hanging right onto the Queenston, and going straight ahead up Geneva Street. St. Paul's kind of in front to the left, and we can have a light so we can go here. But I started saying, with the traffic, sorry for the loud traffic noise, but chances are, you know, with my parents and bus service to Niagara and the lake is no good. In the evenings, so it's going to be difficult. But anyway, they've always been good, pasta suppers. And there's that. And speaking of moving, of course, it's getting down to the wire, just a couple more weeks before I have to be out of the apartment. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff to go to still get rid of, and so there's that. And of course, my roommate still got to get some stuff out that's still there that belongs to them. But I'll tell you, it's kind of sort of a strange feeling, but pretty, you know, spending a lot of time talking to my wife, and so that's kind of making it not so bad, but it you know, we've been in that apartment the last five and I've been there the last 5.5 years in that particular apartment on the 7th floor. So, and of course my can no longer afford it by myself on ODSP, with the rent being $814 right now. And so that's why that is. Excuse me if I don't say much for a second. There's people, I'm passing people, and but anyway, started saying, with the move and all, that's 2 weeks away. Not sure what date exactly, but I'm sort of hoping it can be out or a little before the 31st, but I don't know. It just kind of depends if I can, when I can have everything, have my stuff ready. A lot of stuff to get rid of and like furnishings, because I'll just really be taking clothing and like my videos, DVDs and tapes and stuff like that to my computer, to my parents. And so that's the plan there. And yesterday I was at the hematologist, and I didn't do a boo yesterday, but anyway, that went, the doctor used, more people, just a second. Okay, sorry about that, but used some fancy term, I don't know what it is, but it's supposed to be a condition where bone marrow is causing more blood production of more blood than the body needs. So, no, it didn't sound like really any serious. Just it could just increase risk of heart attack and stroke and that. So, what they want to do is something called a phlebotomy, actually a couple of them. And that's right, phlebotomy, which is where they basically just, a medical term for drawing, for drawing off the blood. Just have it done at the hospital. He just said it's no different than giving blood at a regular blood donor clinic. Just said it'll be in a hospital, and so that's pretty much the only difference. Other than that, it'll be the same thing. So that's the scoop is there, and so he said I could, you know, control it with like baby aspirin, just take that, just to keep that in check. And so, like I say, he didn't really seem too worried about it, so just kind of startled me, you know, first the blood pressure and now this. But maybe they're tied, maybe that's part of what caused the blood pressure to go up in the first place, is that. And but anyway, I'm just hoping for the best and all. And so, the taxi's here. We're at the bus station now here, so it's getting noisier again. So anyway, that's pretty much it. So we're just going to get the 6:45 bus home. So we're at the bus station. We're going to just wrap things up. There's a Coach Canada bus here. Okay, so with that said, we'll just go inside here. So everybody have a good day. And everybody have a good day. And God bless. Take care, everyone.